Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Hey, cattlemen, get your kicks at the 66th Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show, July 20th and 21st at the Embassy Suites in Norman. This year's convention will be all about the business of the cattle business, with five great cattlemen's college sessions on topics like forage insurance, genetics, a meat cutting demo, and the opening general session featuring cattle facts. Add to that a sold-out trade show and a great opportunity to network with fellow cattle producers. The OCA convention, go to oklahomacattlemen.org for more information and to register, or call 405-235-4391.
It's a special cow sale at Apache Auction Market Saturday, July 21st at 12 noon in Apache, Oklahoma. This sale will feature 100 head of fall calving Red Angus heifers, AI to Hereford bulls, with all the vet work done by Dr. L.D. Barker. To view and bid online, go to www.apacheauction.com, or for more information on buying and consigning cattle, call 888-926-9696. The Apache Auction Market Special Cow Sale, July 21st, Apache, Oklahoma.
Uncle Sam delivers up two reports yesterday. One is the July crop production report. The other, the monthly WASDE report. Now, that July crop production set of numbers, especially zeroing in on winter wheat crop production, and it showed basically a little bit of an increase in Oklahoma, Texas, and Kansas wheat crops compared to June. For Oklahoma, 2.2 million acres harvested, a couple hundred thousand acres more than what they were saying in June, 25 bushels an acre down to a bushel an acre, and the final production, 55 million bushels, up 3 million from the June figure. Prediction for the Kansas crop, up 277 million bushels, predicted as of July 1, compared to 270 million bushels predicted a month ago. Texas also up, comes in now at 54 million bushels for this year. That is up about 11 million bushels compared to a month earlier. As far as the WASDE report is concerned, Kim Anderson gives us the lowdown.
Well, there's not much change in the market from last month, except maybe in soybeans. You look at wheat ending stocks, increased them to 975 million bushels, 25 million bushel increase. Corn production, they increased to 14.2 billion bushels, up from 14 billion. That could be significant, but however, with exports and such, they lowered corn ending stocks just slightly from 1.58 billion down to 1.55. But you look at soybean production of 4.31 billion bushels, up from 4.28 last month. Export, this is the number down to 2 billion bushels, down from 2.3 billion bushel estimate last month. And I think that reflects our negotiations. And they lowered the average annual estimated or projected soybean price 75 cents down to 9 1/4.
Extension grain market economist Kim Anderson. Now, let's talk farm bill. Senator Pat Roberts of Kansas pointing out that the U.S. House has the next move on the farm bill. The Senate Ag Committee chairman told a group of veteran farmers this week that the farm bill conference should begin soon. However, the senator said that the House must make the next move by rejecting the Senate version of the bill and asking to move forward to the conference effort. A spokesperson from the House Ag Committee Chairman Mike Conaway's office said there's no plan yet to when exactly to be sending the bill back to the Senate. But he says staff from the Senate and House Ag Committees are working to figure out how to handle the mechanics of the conference committee. Even the conference does not begin until after the August recess, the goal remains getting a farm bill done on time, according to Congressman Conaway's office. An on-time farm bill would mean lawmakers must send the bill to President Trump for his signature before the 30th of September. You've got farm news on Ron. Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email. And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes Radio, Oklahoma Ag Network.